Monday, December 11, 2017, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:02 p.m.
So that didn't happen.
How are you?
Probably not yet.
I told her, I filled all the gas tanks, so the generators we can hook up and still cook.
What does that mean?
Said I've got plenty of fuel to mow our yard.
What do you got?
No, unimpressed with that.
What do you got, half?
She's like, you aren't listening to me.
Do you really think North Korea is going to try this?
When we came to, in 2000, when we got to 2000, did she think maybe things were going to stop then too, or? She's pretty young then.
I don't know where.
302. Can I just call the county board of commissioners to order? If you'd stand and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the wall near the entrance in this the county boardroom, and this is a review for all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
I'll make a motion to excuse Bill.
Second it.
Can you call roll, please, Joan?
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes. Consent agenda items, pretty simple. Approval of the previous minutes, August 28th of 2017. And then we got the approval of the payroll claims. I went through them, and everything's in order, so I need a motion for the consent agenda items.
I'll make a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Okay, I got a motion by Kevin.
I'll second it.
And a second by Marty. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, that went quick. So we got 2 minutes here. We'll just kind of sit, and then we'll start our public hearing at new business at 3:05. Is Kleinberg coming today, I wonder? Just to be here, probably.
He's been around. Mm-hmm. Seen him in the jail about half an hour ago.
I've never been this quiet in my life.
Do you? It's best to hear.
You guys probably kind of like it, don't you, a little bit? You know, talking too much. Hello.
Yeah, I'm just fine.
Okay, 3:05, new business. We're going to have a public hearing for the purpose of the hearing support, opposition, criticism, suggestions, authorization of the taxpayers relating to the 2017-2018 proposed county budget. So at this time, I'm going to open up the public hearing. Is there any, if anybody wants to stand and talk about support? You want to support it, Ronnie?
Well, I'm just going to observe. Observation.
Okay, let me get to that part here, if you don't mind. And then, is there anybody for opposition? Any criticism? Okay. If you stand up and state your name for the record, please.
Jolene Heineman.
There's a whole fleet of you, huh? Criticism?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Stephanie Gatzmeyer.
Okay.
Deb Benton.
Okay.
Kathy Abbey.
Okay.
We're coming before the board to express our disappointment about the 2% or whatever the raise this year that we didn't get.
Okay.
We show up, girls, county employees show up every day and work. And we're a busy office.
Last month alone, our office did about $9 million worth of business, over $9 million worth of business. We may not always look like we're busy, but we are always very busy. And I was okay with not getting a raise at first, but when I found out that a lot of other offices were spending money, like on road graders or other raises or the extension office, the radios, and we were told no, we couldn't have a raise because we don't have the money, we don't think it's fair.
And this is our second time there's been a wage freeze in 6 years. I mean, but over $500,000, we figure, between the road grader, the radios, the stuff that's get spent, our office, it would only cost $3,000 all we were looking for.
For a 2% raise for 5 people.
For 5 people, that's all. But they've got money for this and for this, but when it comes to a raise, we show up every day and we get right.
There's
you know,
not a doubt in my mind, and let me just, and you can speak all you want here, but, and I've talked to Bob, and I've talked to other commissioners, that there's no doubt in my mind that I think you guys deserve more money for what you guys do. Okay, and I think Bob just walked in. Is Bob here now?
Yeah.
Am I wrong or right there, Bob?
Right.
Okay, I have. And as far as the monies that we're spending, you know, with the radios or the graders and things, I know we need people. And good people such as yourselves that make a fair living, a dollar amount per hour, you know, to do what you do, and we looked at it as obviously business decisions with the greater keep, you know, the expenses, the depreciation of it, you know, the cost of maintenance if there's going to be some. So we want to keep that stuff in rotation because there was a time that we did not do the rotation and. With the sheriff's department, the cars, and with the maintainers, and it costs us more money than what it would be to have a new blade maintainer with the warranty and et cetera, okay? And believe me, it's heart-wrenching for me to sit on the budget and finance committee and not give you guys a raise, okay? Everybody, you know, and I think we'd all agree as commissioners here, we'd love to give everybody a raise. I think, you know, a 2 or 3% raise would be awesome. And unfortunately, over the last 6-7 years, so there's so much has changed with aid money from the state level. They've cut the county so bare to get them into the black, to make them look good on paper. Okay, they've cut the 93 counties out so bad that they're struggling. The county, we're not the only county. We're probably in the worst situation because of this reason. The size of our land mass. And then the size of our people, the people that are in the county, that's a killer for us, is what it is. So if you get some of these other bigger counties that have bigger tax bases, that helps a lot. And we just don't have that. And us bordering, you know, Iowa and our jail system, the way that is, you know, the cost of that, there's just a lot of expenses. Go ahead.
Okay. We have 2 boardrooms. We have a boardroom and a nurse's station sitting empty.
And the extension office, they didn't have to re-up their lease. They could have come over and used the nurse's office.
So
they could have, and this is the reason why we didn't move them over here, okay? Because the Papio people wanted them to stay there, and they give us a way better rent to stay there. And the money it would have cost us at the time to get them up to snuff for where they needed to be. Believe me, we had a game plan when this all took place. Tiffany had people downstairs, okay? They were running back and forth up downstairs, so that made sense. To give us a bigger boardroom, okay, made sense. And then to give them that room over there made sense. But when all of a sudden, when you put the numbers to it, what they were going to need and to remodel that, we didn't have the money to do that, okay? So,
but did they have to remodel? I mean, couldn't they?
Oh, believe me, they were going to need. They're going to need a kitchen, you know, put in there because they do cooking and baking and all that business over there. So they were going to need a lot of things to remodel that over there.
But we still have a boardroom and a nurse's station sitting empty.
And we'll find something to do with it. I don't think the one's empty. I think a lot of it's when we moved Deanna down here, I think a lot of the election stuff went into the one, into the one room. Is what happened. But it'll get utilized. But and believe me, I understand. And I even told Bob, I said, if I'm around next year, which I'm planning on it, unless I die between now and then, but I'm going to do everything I can in my power to get you guys more money in that office, because I think it's important that you guys are the main public. I know the people are pissed off when they come to that window. Okay, they got to write that check. Okay.
Yeah, and I have to listen. I'm sorry, but I have to listen to them telling me I'm incompetent.
I know.
You got to eat hamburger once in a while, not steak every day. I mean, you get the stupid remarks. And
this one 6 years ago started. She was wage freeze. She never got hers after her 90 days. You know, I just,
because we were doing a wage freeze at that time.
How can some not get their wage freeze and some get their raises?
We just want what's more fair.
We just want it fair.
You hear some clerks getting $16 an hour, and then you get some clerks that are making $13 an hour.
That's all we ask.
And you know as well as I do, as the board sets the budget for each office, you know, your office is ran by your people. Okay, your person, your elected official. So whatever that elected official wants to do with his or her money, okay, they can do that. Unfortunately, right now, they're pretty much bare-boned, okay, because of the way the budget is. Okay, they're pretty much bare-boned. So, but there's ways around that kind of stuff, I think. I mean, believe me, I understand totally. If anybody wants to chime in here, have at it. I totally understand, and I like I told Bob, next year I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that you guys end up with more money. And I've done the math, believe me. I've done the math. $3,000, I mean, if you guys all report, and I stamp these claims every other week, and I know what everybody makes, and I know, in my eyes, I think you guys are underpaid. Okay, that's all I'm saying. I think you guys are underpaid for what you do.
Well, and I just wanted to voice my opinion.
I'm glad you did voice your opinion. I'm kind of new to this, too, you know, kind of learning the ropes. And I really appreciate everything you do. And I think that, you know, this should definitely be a priority going into this next year. And I know we shouldn't spend money that we don't have. But also, it's awful hard to keep retraining people when you lose people that are dedicated to coming to work every day.
I've been here 18 years.
I appreciate that.
I give 110% to my job.
And I like my job. Mm-hmm. Just like she does.
Yeah. And we appreciate, Scott, when you come in and you buy us candy. You know, it's appreciated, too.
I know. I'm just... But I understand.
I just feel like when we didn't get a raise and then they raised the deductible, and it's like, oh, come on. So we just wanted to voice our opinion.
Some of you at that table are business owners, and you know how hard it is sometimes to find good people. People that show up every day for work, they're responsible, they're not irresponsible with your money or your equipment. And in order to keep those people, you have to, you know, keep them up with what standards are. My entire raise for last year, I've been here 6 years, so I missed out on two out of the six, but my entire raise for last year just barely covered the increase in my property taxes, so that was no raise at all.
And, you know, the cost of living, well, our benefits, you know, our stuff for our co-pays and everything went up, so we didn't get no cost of living to cover our increase and all that.
Not just legal, the doctor, females. Personally, I have three different doctors to cover different parts of my body. So
but
if I go to one doctor, that doctor sends me over to another doctor to handle another area. That's two co-pays right off the bat.
And you know that I don't want to beat the drum like I have many of times, and maybe you guys haven't heard this, but the industry, we're still very low. And I understand when you have an increase in $150 in your deductible, you know, it's pretty insignificant. But then again, you're not getting a raise, so then you're looking at all the picture. I understand what you guys are all looking at. You're looking at the whole picture. But in the industry, That $250 is so unrealistic, and even $400 is unrealistic, okay, for a deductible. And Joan did a survey throughout the state, and the average is $1,500 is what the deductible is $1,500. So we've been behind the eight ball, and I brought this up several years ago, that our deductible was too low. And it saved us a lot of money to help us do our budget. And unfortunately, you know, we all got to suffer from it, obviously. And I understand. Believe me, I understand more than what you guys think I do.
We're not saying you're not, Scott. It's just really hard and frustrating for us right now, too. Because I'm a diabetic, and I have to take two different types of insulin. And that's costing me a lot of money. And I have to see the doctor more often than I probably really want to. So, you know, my copay is a lot more than some people's.
But you've got to meet a deductible first now.
Yeah, now I've got to meet my deductible, even, you know, so it's even more for me.
Well, I'm glad that you guys came in, and I mean, you're not the only ones that pay attention to that. I've got numerous phone calls over the last week over, you know, things that are going on, and I know I'm not the only commissioner that's received those phone calls, and I think it's great. I mean, that's your job to voice your opinion, and everybody that calls, it's their job to give us feedback on what they're feeling, too.
And we listen. You know, whenever I come down here, and I'm down here a lot, okay, and when I go into an office and somebody has an issue, I listen and I try to take care of the problem, okay? Unfortunately, I know the worst situation you can be in is when you don't get a raise, when you get into someone's pocket. That's a bad thing.
It puts a bad taste in your mouth.
Well, it's personal.
It is.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, I can buy you guys all the candy and treats and jerky in the world, but...
But
need to get to it, though.
I take care of these guys, too, here.
It just kind of feels like you're getting a slap in the face.
Well, listen, please hang in there, okay? I appreciate, just like Marty said, you guys getting up and talking. Hang in there. Like I said, we know you guys have a tough job dealing with the people, dealing with the public the way you do. We all do. We all have our, you know, our situations that we got to deal with. But hang in there, and like I said, I'm going to do everything in my power next year, if I'm still around, to get you guys what you guys deserve for money. Okay. Is that a fair statement?
Do you think maybe on his first statement, maybe that's what he dealt with, to maybe come in and answer questions for us? They know there's a lot of questions about the suspicions.
Well, I asked her a couple of them, so she took care of them for me. But
oh, it's saying good.
Well, I asked her what it meant.
Okay.
I would think that Joan should be able to answer any of the questions, but if we do need to have Amy from Three Rivers come over and sit down with you guys for any questions, she'd be more than happy to. But I think that if that's needed, that's fine. We can do that.
Thank you, girls. It's a nice concern.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Okay, any other criticism? Why is that echoing?
I don't know.
It's driving me nuts. Okay, I got the three covered, right, Joan? Okay, Ronnie, authorization. I guess you want to get up and say a few things?
Yeah, I just a couple questions.
Sure.
Ron Hargett.
Yep.
Like several months ago, there was an article in the paper about the commissioners. One of the commissioners stated there might be a possibility of closing on Fridays, the courthouse, for the $500,000 shortfall. But has that been resolved?
No, there's nothing closed.
Okay. Where did we come up with the $500,000?
Hold on a second here. The $500,000, that the shortfall that we had, you want to know where we come up with that money to balance the budget?
Right.
Okay. Well, there's several areas that we come up with that. Hang on a second here. I'm just trying to think of what they all are here. Let's see. We impose the hiring freeze and a wage freeze. Okay. The county clerk had a full-time position that she did not fill. Okay. The road department terminated two employees and no part-time summer help. The county attorney replaced a full-time secretary with a part-time secretary. The weed department, okay, we're looking to terminate a full-time employee and asking the road department employee to take over the weed spraying. Okay, the jail lost two staff and requesting current staff to increase duties. The jail did not replace a nurse, went from one nurse from two down to one. The public defender continues to be understaffed. Okay, that has been a few years. The jailers continue to be understaffed. They still meet jail standards, but they're understaffed. And the assessor's office continues to be understaffed as well.
They asked the department heads to cut 10%.
Yeah, then we asked each department head to cut to the 10%. Some were able to, some were not able to. So that's where we came up with our 500. Yeah, because we kicked a lot of things around. We thought about, you know, cutting everybody back. We looked at 32 hours a week, still having full-time employees with an office. If they wanted to let somebody off on a Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or whatever the case may be, we looked at that. And then all of a sudden it came up, maybe closing on a Friday, just working 4 days a week. And obviously we know as well as we just talked to these gals here, you know, they didn't get a raise and they can't live on 32 hours a week, let alone 40 hours a week, you know, so that's where we come up with that.
Okay. Now, is there a budget committee, Scott?
The budget committee is Joan, myself, and Bill Rohde.
Okay. Is there other cost savings ideas that you guys have looked at for this year?
For the year coming up?
Yeah.
We just started, obviously, in July, okay? So we're just a couple months into it, and we are exhausted, okay, from it as of right now, and we will be looking into it probably right at the first of the year because it comes around so quick. Because you got to realize by the time you start meeting with people in April, okay, May, June, and you meet with them several times, and then by the time you get it, you get your budget established, and then by the time we adopt it, at the end of next month, okay, it comes around so quick. So, yeah, we will be meeting more often to try to figure out for next year's. It's not an easy task, let me tell you. There's nothing easy about it. And just like those gals are saying, you know, they think that we're probably spending money foolishly. I've never felt that. You know, I don't think Bill has. I know the two, you know, Marty and Kevin haven't been around long enough, and I don't think Tony, you know, among the road, you know, grader that he was against, which is fine, but you know, those are just things that that we need to keep in circulation. But I don't think that we are out of line of what we're spending, but it's a tough balance to act though.
Now, has the county's evaluation gone up this year?
The valuation is going to go up a fraction. The mill levy.
Mm-hmm.
The values is going to be at. Hang on a second here. I got all this paperwork here, Ronnie.
Okay.
It's on the front cover. Wow. The valuation is $1,742,485,674. That's an increase of $36.37 million more than last year's value.
Okay. Last question. Last year, the county had a several record number of protests on evaluations. And then what about this year? Do you see any protests on the evaluations?
Over 400.
50% of what we get last year, probably.
Half of what you were at last year?
Yeah,
we had a little over 900, and we had several over 400.
And how can you explain the 20% property levy increase in this year's budget?
Our revenue is down. So that's, last year we started with a $2 million cash balance. This year we started with a $300,000 cash balance. So we have the same expenses. We tried to cut as many as we could. The other thing we do not have is cash flow. At the end of July, we had a $77,000 balance. We average $800,000 a month in expenses. So we increased it a little bit just to get more cash flow. We're very, very cash poor.
So is that kind of going to be the future for, like, you know, like shooting, looking at next year? How long do you foresee this
Cash flow problems are very hard to overcome.
Pardon?
Cash flow problems are very hard to overcome. I think we've been battling this for...
I'm going to say 8 to 10 years.
8 to 10 years.
Yep, I'm going to say 8 to 10 years is what I'm going to say we're going to battle it. Because what we did, Ronnie, we sent all of our information off to NACO, all of our finances, okay, and said, hey, you know, we looked at every avenue. We need some help. You know, look at this and tell us what we're doing wrong, what we need to do. And he just flat out said, you know, like I was telling those girls, you know, with the size of our county and the land, the people, et cetera, and the expenses, he said, you're going to be an 8-year probably turnaround, he says, before you get back. That's what he said. He said Dawson County 15, 20 years ago went through the same problem. Because the first thing I said to him, I said, tell me there's other counties that have the same situation. He says, there's some with situations, but not as bad as your guys' situation, he says. And he said, Dawson County, west of us, he said, went through the same exact situation. And he said it took them 8 to 10 years to get out of the hole, is what he said.
We also have the TIFs.
Yeah, and then the TIFs are killing us. Right. Okay, do you have any idea what that takes from us, the TIFs? When South Sioux does a TIF, okay, that gets me wound up, okay? And I understand the whole purpose of a TIF, the infrastructure and et cetera, but a 15-year of taking that tax revenue is a killer on us, okay? I think Jeff, the last time I talked to Jeff, I think it took like, it was $1.2 million, $1.4 million in actual cash money that it takes out of the county's pocket from all the TIFs. And there's nothing that we can do to stop it. Nothing we can do to stop it. Nothing. And I know legislation is probably, they've tried passing bills down there. I know a lot of people are against them. And unfortunately, we've talked to some other counties and we're like, well, you know, what about TIFs? Well, the county board has more control, obviously, over some of these smaller communities, if you will. And they won't let them TIF it. Where we are just setting duck down here, and the city of South Sioux has their people in place, and they're just writing TIFs like mad. I think there's six active TIFs right now. It's killing us.
Well, therefore, I mean, that's why I mentioned like a couple of weeks ago or a month ago, like insofar as like the LEC, mm-hmm. we're not there anymore. We got a couple of empty buildings there. I mean, is there any kind of like help on their part? Because we paid for the, you know, the Ho-Chunk Highway for $850,000, mm-hmm. right? So I thought there'd be some sort of a trade-off down the road. I mean, looking at the future. For helping us for cash flow, et cetera. Just, oh, tipping, they're tipping. We're paying for the road. We have the LECs where we got a couple, you know, like...
I know. I couldn't agree more. And the only problem is, and I think I've said this before, the only problem is with that LEC building, mm-hmm. okay, is, or Comm Center building, or whatever they want to call it now today, is, and I think I've told you this before, and maybe I haven't, the cost of the staff is what we are splitting because we are... You know, we use their dispatch, the city uses their dispatch, and it is there is a money and savings in there, and I told you, I've talked to Bruce Davis, and I just seen him today at the opening, and I told him I wanted to get with him in the next couple weeks here, whenever he had time, so we can figure this out. I'm guessing it's going to be 60 to 80 grand savings if we could wipe our hands from the office space and just keep it strictly communications. Yes.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because I just think that...
Have you looked at the numbers up there?
Briefly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard that you did.
Yeah. So, I'm just trying to...
Do you see something different than what I see, Ronnie?
Well, I just think that, you know, like, just some of the expenses that we've, you know, incurred and, like, ways we can save money in the future, et cetera, and so on. You know, we could... Spending wisely, and you know.
And the other thing is, the other thing that's in the back of my mind is when Chris Kleinberg came aboard here in 2011.
Right.
That with the new administration and you know years ago the Wagner days, you know the blue and the brown.
Yeah.
You know they didn't communicate. Okay. So then all of a sudden you get. A Scott Ford, and you get a Sheriff Kleinberg, and you got an LEC, and guess what? Everybody's communicating, which I think is important. And believe me, there has been many of times where, even before, you know, years prior, I was on TV a couple different times talking about how we need to get out of there and try to save that money. But then all of a sudden, you start looking at the dollar amount that it cost, if we tried getting our own dispatch down here, it would never cash flow for the county. So we're fully invested into that. Got all new equipment up there. It's working well. There is a savings. And like I said, just Bruce and I and Bill and the mayor need to get together and just get it hashed out. We talked at one time. He wanted to wait a couple years so they could figure out their money situation as well. But it doesn't help us any.
Okay, my last question, I mean, it's probably off the radar a little bit, but I feel like Tyson and BPI, and they just seems like it's like it's been quoted, like it's called Mini Douglas County. There's just tons of money in that little neck of the woods. And are we getting good return from, you know, the property tax on them and et cetera and so on? Or, I mean, I just feel like the farmers and property owners, we're taking a hit. We're the ones getting hammered.
Corporate America.
I know, but is there any way we could just say, hey, like, call.
This is the problem with that.
Yeah.
This is the problem with that. And it's, like I said, if somebody wants to jump on in here, they are so powerful, okay, and they have so much money, and they have so many attorneys in their back pocket that you can fight them and fight them and fight them. And are they undervalued? Absolutely, they're undervalued. No question about it. But that's the way corporate America is ran, unfortunately. And I feel that they're undervalued, and we fight them on a yearly basis with TIF. And I mean, they'll just go to the extreme, and they'll spend hundreds of thousands of dollars just so they don't have to pay taxes. True or false? I mean, it's just the way it is. Right. They'd rather give it to an attorney than they would to a county.
Yeah. To me, I wish there was some sort of article or media attraction, like Tyson refuses to pay taxes, BPI refuses to pay. You know, I mean, I just somehow. Put some pressure on them, you know, publicly.
I think a public forum,
if you will.
I don't know if it would do you any good, to be honest with you. I don't know how you could pull that one off. Do you understand? Would you know, Tony?
Oh, I know.
I mean, no. I hope we answered your questions, all that you have there, Ronnie. But yeah, we're just going to have to keep digging and clawing and fighting and hopefully things get better. You got to be optimistic. It's always good. Hey, the sun's going to come up and it's going to set and everything's going to, it's going to all work out.
He knows how we have an exit.
Thank you. Right on.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Okay, anybody else? If not, I'm going to close the public hearing and I'm going to move on to B, the board to approve an increase in the base restricted funds by an additional 1%, which is $62,091.99, for a total increase of restricted funds in the amount of $217,321.97. Any concerns or questions on that? What's going on with that radio? It's driving me nuts. So anybody want to make a motion to approve of the increase of the restricted funds? I'll make the motion. Do I have a second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Okay, I got a motion by myself and a second by Kevin. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Here at the board to approve resolution 17C-019 for the adoption of the proposed 2017-18 county budget. I passed that word up, didn't I? Because I didn't know how to say it. So I need a motion for 17C-019 to adopt the 17-18 budget. We all looked at it. We've all seen it. Sick of looking at it. So anyone want to make a motion? If not, I will make a motion to approve 17C-019. Do I have a second? Second by Tony. Call roll, please, Joan.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, let's see. We're going to go into another public hearing. It's way past 3:10. Public hearing for the purpose of the hearing of hearing of support, opposition, criticism, suggestions, opposition for the taxpayers relating to the settle of the final tax request at a different amount than the prior year tax request. So with that, the public hearing is open. Is anybody with support of this? Opposition? Anyone with criticism? Anyone with opposition? Anyone? Okay, if not, we're going to close it, the public hearing, and we're going to move on to E, the board to approve the resolution 17C-020, setting the county property tax request at $6,948,736.86. I will make a motion to approve resolution 17C-020. Do I have a second?
A second.
Got a second by Kevin. Call roll, please, Joan.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, miscellaneous. Fred Kellogg is not here. His road report. Everybody has it. I'll play Fred Kellogg here. It looks like September 27th through August 27th through September 9th, he had 370.5 hours of road maintenance, overtime hours three, projects 3 hours on 190th, 141 hours on Wiggle and 260th. He had mowing 18 hours, gravel hauling, he had 63.5 hours. A total tonnage of 767.50. Signs and barricades, 2 hours. And there was no spraying time. There were road concerns. The grading only on 230th Street and M Avenue. So you can put that in your memory bank. And if anybody has any questions for Fred next time you see him. Next up, Fred's not here yet. Obviously, he didn't just show up, did he? He was going to present a written report to the board with his recommendation on the vacant and abandoning of Lynch Avenue. His vacation. He is on vacation.
Yeah.
The minimum maintenance portion. So, he does have a letter in there, and I think everybody read it, seen it. So, basically, he's submitted written report with the following findings and recommendations. And basically the portion of the road the county desires to vacate, the minimum maintenance road that gets used as a dump site for trash and is tore up after rains by four-wheelers, etc. I don't know if everybody knows where this road is. It's definitely would be a blessing in disguise if the county would close it, if they would vacate it and let the landowners have at it. So anyways, that's his recommendation on this here. So with that, I'm going to move on to C. Does anybody want to have anything to say about that or anything?
I drive it. I've seen it. It really gets tore up. It gets the ruts in it. People just, they tear it up after it rains, and catch them. I've never met anyone on it.
It's a liability. And let me tell you, it's been dry out there before, and I drove my side-by-side out there just going to Jackson. And there's some of those ruts that are so huge that a tire could fall in there. It's a liability.
Yeah.
It really is. But with that said, the board, what I'd like to do is we're going to set a public hearing. So the board to approve a resolution 17C, which you all have at 021, to set a date and time for a public hearing to vacate or abandon the public road, the minimum maintenance proportion of Lynch Avenue. So what's going to happen is, as long as we approve this resolution, Joan will advertise, contact the landowners, and let them know what our game plan is, and then we will have a public hearing on October 9th. Okay, so.
So moved to okay. The resolution.
Thank you, Tony. I got approval from Tony or a motion. 17C-021, is there a second?
No, second it.
Okay, Marty. Hey, call roll, please, Joan.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, Sheriff Kleinberg, jail report. I know, Sheriff, do you got something cooking now or not? If not, we can move on to E.
Yeah, because my guy is gone.
Okay, that's fine.
The numbers for
yep.
that.
Yep, okay, so the next meeting in a couple weeks, he'll give us the jail report at that time. So we'll move on to E, the Sheriff Kleinberg to request the board award security camera bid for the jail. And I think we all got a contact. We all got a bid from...
So the biggest thing with this, you guys, is the jail cameras have been bad since I've been in there. So luckily, RCI, our new computer guys, have been helping us in getting our DVRs running again, because the person that put them in wasn't answering our calls. The cameras are very, very, very important in there. These cameras are from ComTech. ComTech was the original installers of this equipment. I also need to move around Master. The other bids I got couldn't do anything with Master because all the software in there is proprietary to ComTech. So it runs our intercom system, it runs our sensors, it runs our door locks. No other camera company. They can put cameras in there, but it all has to tie in together for that to work properly. And right now it doesn't work together.
They won't do all the above.
It won't do it. The only people that can do that is ComTech. Now, when I first got in here, I wanted to get rid of ComTech because I hate proprietary stuff. But as we went on and ComTech came in and upgraded our intercom system, they actually treat us very well. And these bids are within $30,000 of what the outside people bid it with better cameras. So we're actually getting better cameras here. So we're going all digital. So these cameras will be the resolution. If you talk to Kim with some of our cases in there, making out what's going on in there with the cameras we got is almost impossible because they're analog. The resolution's horrible. It needs upgraded desperately. So this will last us quite some time.
It'll outlast us, won't it?
Definitely outlast me.
Okay, so the money is $198,000.
$194,876. Some of them will have audio. So we've got audio in there, but the way the cameras that got put in that jail, they didn't tie none of that stuff in, and that's the hard part with proprietary software. I could get local camera people. I had a guy come up, do a bid on it, and put cameras in, but it's not going to tie all that stuff in, and I want that stuff tied. Not to mention, this will fix our problem with our interview room we built that we don't have money for a camera system for. This is just an add-on camera we can put in there with audio. You'll have access to that, by the way.
So it'll that's part of this bid.
They don't know, but they did that. They don't know what it is. But we added a few extra cameras that Jesse and I have added over the last year and a half, like one in the lobby and things like that. Mm-hmm. We're going to change the cameras in the cells, or maybe even add another camera in this actual pods to get better visual of what's going on in there. We just had assault in there, and we can't tell what happened. Got a guy's jaw got broken in there. I can't see on there it actually happening. I can't. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this has been going on for over a year, you guys, and I have other bids. I was going to come up 6 months ago and bring this to you, but they weren't going to do what we needed them to do. And spending that much money on something and not getting it done the way it needed to be done seemed kind of useless to waste everybody's time.
So they don't meet the specs that you want for those cameras, right? I mean, what you said. The other bid is they don't have...
Tony, as far as the specs for the digital cameras, yes. They can do the resolution and see where we want them to see. But what it can't do is tie in with Master and the rest of the software that's in there. And it never has been able to since I've been in the jail. So we've got one person in there right now that knows how to run that DVR well enough to get stuff off it without losing it.
Sure.
And sometimes that doesn't always work because the servers are crashing. We've got 5 different servers in there watching them cameras because it's all analog, so it takes up so much space. This is all going to tone it back down and put it right back in one area.
What's our plan to pay for this?
With that, I look at Ms. Jones.
How much money do we...
In the jail bond fund, that money was set aside to upgrade jail. And there is close to $500,000 in there. So I feel like this is...
A good time to spend
it. Upgrade...
This camera.
Well,
jail. I mean, it was set aside for that, so...
I've had personal experience with them, and the first time I watched them, I thought they were in black and white, and they were in color. I mean, they're not good. They're way behind the time, and it's creating a liability for the county.
I'm sure.
I mean, it's bad resolution if they're not down, and one of these times it's going to catch us.
Like I said before, when I'm running 4 and 5 jailers on a shift, it helps that the deputies are in there. But what really saves us manpower is having decent cameras that work properly. Because one person can watch a lot of stuff.
And there's a 1-year warranty on it, it looks like.
I think that's 1-year warranty on the actual cameras themselves. Okay. But now we're looking at digital compared to analog. So digital, there's no moving parts or nothing to break.
Yeah.
So basically what you're warranting, in my opinion, is these monitors they're going to put in master. Mm-hmm. Like the 32-inch video monitors and stuff. Because master's getting all changed so that when people come up to the window, because right now the way it is, they come up to the window and they can see who we got in padded cells and in deadlocks. And it's frustrating for the people in master because you got people you're talking to that are watching.
In the master control. When you say master, you mean the master.
Yeah, when I talk about master control, it's the first window when you walk in the lobby.
Yep.
And then satellite is actually down in the jail itself. So master control is just like our dispatch.
Yep.
It's always manned 24/7, 365. They handle the radios, the door locks, and all that stuff. And that's separate from down in the cell area.
So with this bid, with ComTech being the dollar amount that it is, we don't need to get other bids?
I did get other bids, Scott, and Joan and I spoke about this.
But since it's who it is?
Because it's so proprietary,
right,
yes.
Exactly. That was my point. So I just want to make sure that we don't do anything
illegal.
Yes.
I'm not going to get myself in that boat.
Right.
Trust me.
Well,
so,
I know you're not.
There was another camera company that came in from California that gave me a bid about 7 months ago. So for him to change everything from ComTech, his bid was right at about $170,000. But for to do what I wanted it to do, added about $300,000 to it. Because he had to completely change everything.
I can see that.
Okay. And it's never worked properly since we've got different cameras put in. I want it to be able to. We've got two different vendors in there running cameras. So two of my cameras on the outside of the building are from a vendor that I don't even know how they got in there. And I'm always going to disconnect it and get rid of them because it's extra money. But I need them cameras outside.
Right.
And this takes care of the exterior cameras, too.
It takes care of the exterior cameras. It takes care of, the separate vendor, so I'll be able to get rid of that and those cameras. And they're also going to give me a camera to put at the top of this tower if I ever get it built so I can watch the roof of the building also. I know it sounds crazy.
No, it's not at all.
It wouldn't have sounded crazy a few years ago. Remember when it flooded? The water, everything plugged up there? And
you would have known that.
Okay, so let's. What other questions do we have for Chris before we move on with this? Obviously, the money's there from the sales tax money from the jail to pay for it. It sounds like to me it's much needed. I'll make a motion on for ComTech to come in and to be awarded their bid for the securities cameras for the jail and use the money from the sales tax bond or the sales tax jail money that was set aside of $194,876.
I'd second that.
Okay, I got a motion by myself and a second by Marty. I'm exhausted today.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Any kind of timeline?
As soon as possible.
Right. Yeah,
there you go. Because I don't know how much more of these. And RTI, I got to tell you, I'm going to put another plug for those guys. They came in for free. I drove that server over to North Sioux. They ripped it apart, cloned it, and had it up and running by the next day.
Oh, wow.
Completely rebuilt it. Didn't charge me nothing. Well, they might have if they sent you a bill, but they didn't send me one.
And everything with the medical end of it going decent?
Seems to be. I wish I had the numbers here. By the end of the week, I'll have them to send out.
Not next meeting.
Shoot, awesome. Get ahead of the game.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
Well, it doesn't say it. It's just for the board to review. Doesn't matter. Okay, thanks, Chris. Okay, See you later. Okay, F, Bob Giese. He's going to, he wants to verify the report of distress warrants to the county board and to make itemized report covering the amount uncollected. Everybody has it?
Yeah.
Hey, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay. We all have a copy. Yeah. Yes, sir.
This is just to show you to verify the numbers that were distress warrant money that was collected and came through the office from Captain Walsh. So really a formality to show you the numbers, and it's all good. So you can see 93 warrants, 8 collected at our office. Sometimes we collect them. One year, 4 were sold at sheriff's sale, and 11 are stricken. So those were either sold or moved out of
right.
the county.
Yep.
Or just last year.
So total collected was the 21.
21,322.95.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
All right.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
We don't need to do a motion on that, do we, John?
No.
Okay. And then we're going to move on to G, the board to review and certify each office's notarized inventory statements of all county personal property in the possession of the officer as valid and file them in the clerk's office. Sorry. Okay, so anyways, here they are. If you guys want to see them. Jones went through them. She notarized them all. I signed them all. If you guys want to look at them, you can pass them around.
Jones signed it. That's okay.
Yes. I mean,
every inventory has a balance sheet. And,
yep.
And they all balance.
There's quite a few of them there, but
corrected to balance. Okay. So
Jones stamped them all, notarized them, and I signed them all. So if you guys want to pass, we can look at that. We don't need to make a motion on that, do we, Jones?
Yes.
We do. Okay.
You have to accept them.
We just need to accept them.
I'm
just taking
just
them.
Certified.
I got them.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any problems with them. But so anybody, no. So anyways, you guys can look at them, and I'm sure you ain't going to have a problem with them. But so we just need.
Can we make the motion?
Yep.
Make the motion to approve the inventory statement certified for the county personal property position.
Okay, we got a motion by Tony and a second by Marty. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, looks like we're on to commissioner committee reports. I know I have an LEC meeting tomorrow. Our safety agency, Dakota County, we haven't met, but I went to the grand opening over there the other day at, I got to tell you, it's a funny story because Clint felt really bad. He sends me a text, Clint Rasmussen, and he sends me a text and he says, hey, can you or one of the commissioners be at the ribbon cutting ceremony? And I thought, well, so I'll be there. You know, I said, I was part of that DakotaSafety.org agency. And, so anyways, I show up and he sees me and Terry Erickson was the chair and I was the vice chair and he was secretary of the treasury of this board that we've been meeting for the last 2.5 years. And he says, I'm going to call you guys up. We're going to cut the ribbon. And so I was like, okay, that's fine. So the people are out there and he had a nice speech and they blessed the building, you know, and all the above. And he calls the mayor up and he calls up Terry Erickson and he said, and I'm here myself, he says. And they cut the ribbon, and so he forgot to call me up, and he was so embarrassed because I walked up to him afterwards, and I says, hey, you did a nice job. It was a nice meet. And immediately he just froze. He's like, I don't want to tell you what he said, but he's just like, I cannot believe I didn't call. I'm so sorry, he said. I was like, no problem. But it was a nice grand opening over
there. It was very nice.
I know Ronnie was there. Yep. It's a beautiful facility.
Right.
I mean, beautiful. It was so much needed, and yeah, I'm just really happy for him. I know what's really exciting is over their last couple years of their fallen firefighters that
line of duty death.
What's that?
LODD.
I didn't hear you.
The LODD.
Yeah, that's how it is. That the M Plus, the architects, and then Nelson Engineering, they're going to do some kind of a memorial outside somewhere for the three, and at their expense. So that's going to be kind of cool. I can't wait to see what they come up with. Mm-hmm. But it was awful nice of them to come up with that, because I'm sure it's going to be neat. So, and then, of course, the South Sioux one I went to today, their grand opening, and shook a lot of hands, a lot of people. Lieutenant Governor was there. There's a lot of people. A lot of people. Nice facility. And then, is there anything else, John? I'm forgetting. Okay.
Somebody else maybe has.
Anybody else with commissioner reports? Because, I don't have some.
We just have the safety committee on with them. Do you want to do a report on what we talked about?
I have an idea.
A few more questions. Yeah, but I want to read it. It's my second time.
So. There were no accidents to report this time. We met with NERMA safety committee. Individual came and met with Jared, and we passed with flying colors, but there is one report he would like us all to use, and so I'm going to send that out to all the department heads.
Okay. Thank you, Joan. If there's nothing else, we'll move on to mail emergency business. We all got an invitation. I don't know if you guys RSVP'd or anything of that nature for the dinner, but Veterans Drive dedication ceremony on Friday, September 22nd at 11, and then they have a luncheon at the Marina Inn, I guess, afterwards or something, but I know I'll be there for the opening of it on the 22nd of September, so we have that, and then also the Papio dinner, the Vince Cramper Farm. Their board of directors are meeting on September 14th, and I think we all got an invitation for dinner. I don't know if anybody is going, but I know I'm going to go with Joan. Joan's taking me out on a date. She's taking me to dinner, to a chicken dinner. We're driving separate, though, right? You can pick me up. Okay. Okay, other than that, any public comment? If there's no public comment, we are going to adjourn, and our next regular meeting is going to be on September 25th. And I'd like to tell everybody on the 25th, real quick here, Bill and I and Tony, every year we buy a dinner for the courthouse, okay, for the non-bargaining people just over here in this area. So they're going to cater in some food, and they're going to have sandwiches, and I figure what we could do is, at one point in time, we would do a road tour. We jump in the van, all of us, and we go out for a road tour and let Fred take us to some of these bridges and things that we need to get our fingers. And so we're going to do that on the 25th. That works for everybody. Yeah. So we can come down here, eat, and we haven't set a time really, probably 12:30. We can all jump in the van. We can start our meeting, and we can go from